items, and I apologize for that. Ron Smolowitz is the committee chairman for the SCALP Survey Advisory Committee, and he has a short presentation that he's going to run us through, and then we're going to go right into the habitat public hearing. So, Ron, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to do this pretty quick. This is sort of a quick status of where we're standing in a SCALP survey advisory panel work. I'm primarily going to talk about the various survey technologies that we're currently examining. Just briefly, these were the terms of reference that the council agreed upon for our particular survey advisory panel. One of the first things we were charged to do is re-examine the SCALP survey dredge. Over the winter, the National Marine Fisheries Service people, Vic Nordo, and industry people have been working on rebuilding the dredge. We've ended up with a prototype where we rehung the bag based on some new industry knowledge compared to what we had back in 1979. We've installed a new twine top. We've designed a new turtle chain, rock chain configuration. We've put wheels on the dredge frame and developed a new way to install the inclinometer. This is our prototype of the survey dredge. It'll be going out for 16 days of testing. Most of these projects, including this one, are all RSA funded, all supported by the industry on industry vessels. One of so that's the National Marine Fisheries Survey dredge to be towed by whatever vessels we end up with. The next type of survey we have is the VIMS dredge survey. They primarily concentrate on the scallop abundance in the various access areas. They use a grid survey design as opposed to the stratified random sampling strategy of the NIMS survey. They tow on one side a commercial dredge with commercial rings, no liner, and a commercial twine top. On the other side, they've been towing the standard NIMS survey dredge. This year, after we test the prototype and make whatever modifications, they'll be doing a shadow survey of the Albatross. One of the advantages of a dredge survey is that it actually captures the animals, and they could sample, shell height, meat weight ratios directly, as well as measure the fin fish caught and get a volumetric measure of the bycatch. There are some issues that we have to examine in the analysis of that data to transfer it from a relative index to an absolute abundance index. Those issues have to do with the extent of the dredge path. We're using digital GPS now. We have a high rate of sampling. We're also have the inclinometer to determine when the dredge is on the bottom so they could get a good swept area estimate. We have past studies on the selectivity of the dredge that are used in determining the dredge selectivity as well as methods to calculate the efficiency. This is one of the weak links in taking dredge survey data and converting it to absolute abundance, but they use a 45% constant for Georges Bank and 50% constant for Mid-Atlantic as dredge efficiency. And we know there's problems with that, and hopefully we'll gain more insight. I'll explain that. But anyway, what we're doing now in scallops is we're trying to do everything as absolute abundance, and this is the type of graphic that's generated from the VIM survey. This is the elephant trunk area. This is the density of scallops, and they also provide that in tabulated form where we could get scallops per square meter to use in assessments. Another third survey technology being used by industry and its academic partners is the S-Mass drop video system. I believe they've presented that to the council previously. They've upgraded the cameras. There are four different cameras on that now, including a digital camera. And this method has provided from this is the four quadrats they take at each station, and they have two sampling rates, a 3-mile grid and a 0.85-mile grid. This is just comparing the NIMS survey strata and the NIMSTOES versus the SMAS survey and the grid pattern and sampling. The type of data they collect, abundance and density, size distribution, all the general types of information that you need in coming up with an assessment. The advantages that they point out, of course, that's a cooperative industry survey. It's relatively inexpensive. It's non-invasive in that there's no towed gear involved. It's technologically simple. And because it's a grid survey, it could be adapted to post-survey stratification much easier than the existing types of surveys. They have on board the vessel, while they're watching the camera, they actually enter the data, so they could actually leave the vessel. The data is not just scallops. It's a lot of benthic epifauna information as well as substrate. They take that back. They have an image analysis group that re-examines each video quadrat and checks the data and re-enters it. They've developed an identification guide for the macrobenthos, so there's consistency between people looking at the individual images. They also have a system for rating the substrate pictures that they get from the imagery. So we're getting some real excellent habitat information. They're concentrating on the concept of mapping the seafloor for the various benthic characteristics, the substrate, and the epifauna present. They've developed a series of substrate maps that are going to be probably extensively used as we develop the EFH and HAPC. They also could map out various macrofauna on the bottom, such as the sea stars. They can map out sponges, hydroids, bryozoa, and many other taxa that are on the bottom. The fourth method that's been developed is the towed camera system. This is under development, again, using RSA funds for the last 2 years. It takes a continuous stream of photographs using strobe lights. They're practically, they overlap, so they could be looked at in a stereo methodology. They're striving to use computer interpretation of the imagery in a real-time format. So when they get it fully developed as they're towing the vehicle, they could transmit final results ashore. For the past 2 years, they've done about 200 hours, have taken three million images. And the type of product they could deliver in the bottom picture is sort of an instantaneous picture of scallop abundance along a transect. The top picture is binning it into 50-meter parcels, if you will, and they have that capability. In this particular test, they ran stations at the same time VIMS was surveying the elephant trunk area, and in their calculations, they came up with a different dredge efficiency. This is just a part of what we could do over time, especially this year, is get more data on comparing the various technologies to get a better handle on dredge efficiency. They also can measure the abundance of scallops, and here's the imagery in a scallop in the elephant trunk area. But here's sea stars. They could do that as well. Here we have skates, flatfish. This technology has a lot of potential, and a lot more information is available on their website. This system is called HabCam. You go to habcam.hui.edu, or you go through Richard Taylor's site, the seascallop.com, you can see some actual imagery. The technology is edge flow algorithms. The computer basically sees a change in density on the bottom and could separate out an object. But a lot of this is from top secret military technology where some of these people are starting to share the information with Scott Gallagher there at HUI. But the computer basically looks at what we call an ROI, a region of interest, sort of looks at the change in density, draws a line around it, separates out the image, goes into a database and looks at a series of algorithms and makes a decision on whether the object it's seeing, in this case, is a scallop or not. They've compared some of their preliminary work with using hand counts versus the computer, and you can see they're up to about a 73% overall accuracy in identifying scallops automatically on a real-time basis. So there's a lot of potential here. And they have some research projects this year in the elephant trunk area where they'll be towing next to the albatross, hopefully to get some efficiency information regarding the new survey dredge. Overall, we have quite a few projects this year, all RSA funded or supplemented with industry funds directly. We're going to be testing the new dredge that's led by Kunameset Farm with VIMS. We're going to be comparing it to the existing dredge and testing the sensitivity to speed and a few other parameters. After that's done, that whatever we decide is our final version of the survey dredge would be placed on commercial boats that would be doing a shadow survey against the albatross. At the same time, the HABCAM project will be towing their camera system in the elephant trunk area, so we'll be having a commercial vessel following the albatross with the new dredge and a commercial dredge. We'll have the HABCAM system looking at the dredge paths. SMAS will be doing their drop video survey of the entire resource, as well as a before and after impact study of the elephant trunk area during the 1.5 month hiatus of the turtle season closure. And we also will be conducting our turtle video survey again this year. All that work hopefully will be done over the summer season. We'll get together and have another meeting in the fall and see where we are. The types of issues we're going to be looking at is how to blend these various survey technologies, what's the best choice of vessel platforms for the various systems, and the funding issues and permitting issues with the various systems. And that's where we are. Thank you.
So that's all you've done? That is always impressive, Ron. Thank you. Any questions for Ron? Mike Leary.
Ron, when you talk about efficiency of a dredge, if you said 15%, does that mean 85% is left on the bottom or goes through the dredge?
I think that's a combination of selectivity because, remember, there's a lot of small scallops in that area. And I don't know if that 15% was the survey dredge or the commercial dredge being towed. And it's a preliminary number. One of the things I think we all accept is that a dredge efficiency is highly variable. And that's one of the weak links in trying to get absolute abundance from the scallop survey dredge type of surveys.
Anything else? Okay. Thanks, Ron. Okay, the last item is a hearing on essential fish habitat. It's an opportunity for the public to comment on phase one of the EFH omnibus. I'm going to turn over the meeting to Sally McGee, who's the chairwoman of the Habitat Omnibus Committee, and Dave Gafel. And I'm going to go sit in the audience.
Staff is getting the technology.